All right, so as you know from my bio, my background is a lot to do with video games and game audio, so I've been doing game audio for a while. I teach at the film school, so that's sort of my thing. Some of the stuff from this patch actually came from a previous exhibition at the Surrey Art Gallery that's sort of actually still running, so that's the Surrey Youth kind of remix project. And so some of the elements came out of there, but even before that, there was stuff that I was working on with my classes to do with adaptive audio and the way that audio works in video games and works interactively. So sort of with the way typical video games are set up, you've kind of got, like, you know, same as film, you got the three different levels of sort of speech, music, and then sound effects. So what I've done with this patch is basically it's coded from the ground up in pure data. I haven't done any custom objects. I know how to program in C and C++ and all that, and you can import those objects into here. But all of this stuff is actually possible. Like, you can actually port it directly over to the Mac if you wanted to. So PD is open source, it's free. You know, the nice thing about this is that we've used sort of a distributed system so that we can basically all use this and bring it home and be able to listen to it. So right now it's actually it's running at Simon Studio, Murgatroyd there, and it's actually generating its sound. The container's there as well, running. And one of the cool things that that we can do as artists is actually listen to the mix by Shoutcast. So basically that's sort of part of it. So if I look in here, this one right now is running off my laptop, and usually this project is an audio project, so the guts of this are really ugly. They're supposed to be that way because it's a programmery type thing. So you can see here in the bottom corner I've got this Ogcast. So this allows you to actually broadcast the audio to another location or have people to listen to it. The other layers of this are basically sort of the music layers that are actually, and audio layers that are generating stuff. So of course here we've got speech up here, and that layer there has samples that we've sort of cut up from either speech samples, and I've also put in sort of one shot. Well, I mean, that's a
interrupt you. We're not. Yes. Are we seeing all the time the right changes all the time?
Yeah. We're seeing
from just on the screen.
The right changes from what?
From the screen when you were changing.
So yeah.
Showing you back.
Yeah. It's all live. Yeah. Yeah, that's and that's the nice thing too, is that it could crash. So as you can see, it's version 0.03, so it's sort of the third tentative steps in the early sort of part of this project. And sort of the way that I've worked in the past with working with artists is to produce something that we can actually use. So Jean has contributed work, and other people have also put in sound samples, and it's quite easy to add stuff to it. So like I was saying, with the speech, we've sort of got sounds that are sort of impulse sounds that start, and they're very short. And I've also got, basically you can also bring in external streams as well. So if I was on Wi-Fi right now, we could actually hear, there's this interesting network of people that they rebroadcast basically radio scanners, like, you know, like, basically radio frequencies of when the trains are moving around and they have to talk to each other, how to switch the, you know, the lines and stuff like that. So you can actually listen to this stuff online. It's railroadradio.net. And so what I do is I can actually tune into that frequency. So what I've done is I basically sort of pre-baked it and put it into here. So that's another layer. So we've got sort of a couple different layers on the speech, and then there's ambience, which has been sort of site-recorded stuff that will be from Vancouver and down in San Jose, and then there's music that's basically sort of, you know, sort of ambient-type music that John has created some pieces for, and I've also crammed some of my own stuff in there, too. So as far as technical stuff, I think I'll just sort of leave it at that. That's sort of the way that the patch works in general, and then I'll leave the rest for questions at the end. Okay. So I'll pass it over to Bobby, who will basically talk about how the motes talk to this system and will change it in real time.